listening to the Confessions of a Clairvoyant Housewife podcast. From marriage to menopause and margaritas, nothing is off the table. This is Cindy Goldenberg.
Okay, today I want to talk about raising your frequency. So what does that mean? Like far out, cool, let's get high. Okay, good vibrations. Well, all that kind of is an analogy or an anecdote, but the frequency I'm talking about is merely the energy of what you're putting out. Our bodies, everything is made of vibrating molecular energy, including us, rocks, the sky, sand, dogs, animals, trees. As we know, everything is moving, little molecules vibrating. But our frequency is this molecular energy moving at certain rates. And so when we can get it elevated or clear things that are slow vibration, so then energy can go at a higher rate, then we can become master manifestors, attracting and magnetizing relationships and experiences in simplicity and joy, reverence, harmony, serenity, excitement, adventures, rather than drama and pain, sorrow, grief, and feeling stuck. So our energy can generally be categorized into four layers. Number one is the physical body. It's what we see as individuals. Okay, there's a body, there's skin and hair and nails and clothes, and we get it. This is the physical world. The second one is the astral body. And that is really like your little bit of energy, part of your aura. It is the part of you. It isn't just outside of you. You, the physical body, is in these other bodies, okay? But the way that I have to analogize or explain it is so you can kind of, in a 2D form, see the physical body like you're looking at a photo. And then you see these rings or these layers of auras and energy. But really, it isn't just the energy that is exuding from you. Your physical being is standing in this body, this astral body. And in the astral body, that's where we store our emotions and desires. And just as we already know, you know, the gut and the brain connection, mind, body, soul, physical, and ethereal. We feel things in our tummy. We feel things in our gut. That's because when we have emotions, it can go to different organs and different parts of our body, but we have, our brain is in our gut. So we have our emotions. And when we get excited and desirous and anticipating and hopeful, our heart beats, we get elevated, our aura changes, our energy changes, our heart rate changes, our brain chemicals, hormonal chemicals. So things in the physical body change because of the astral body where the emotions are. The third body is the mental body, and that's what we call our conscious mind. It's how we think. It's what's going on. Turn left at the light. Go straight at the stop sign. Let's go eat. What kind do you want? I'll have a red wine. Let's do math. And then the fourth body is the etheric body. And the etheric body is where we store our memories, including all the memories of all our lives. Whoa, this gets kind of trippy. And what's that got to do with me now? And okay, I get it. I know. And we can meditate and listen to music and have gongs and clear chakras and yeah, yeah, yeah. But I got to drive. I got kids. I got to do carpool. I got to do errands. I got to do the gotta's. And I get it, ladies and men and anyone else. I get it. But the etheric body, whether we focus on it, appreciate it, acknowledge it, or ignore it, it exists. And that's your subconscious. That's all your memories. And if you can kind of float for a minute and think, gee, all my memories of all my lives, in truth, there is no past or future. There's only now. So it's kind of like if you can think vertically or like a barbecue skewer of chicken and bell pepper and pineapple and a few other things. And as we turn that skewer on the barbecue to get all the sides cooked, that one area of the chicken versus the onion versus the bell pepper versus the pineapple, those are different dimensions, different lives, different worlds. I know it gets trippy, but that's your subconscious etheric body. It exists on all planes, on all levels, in all ways of time. Ooh, that is so cool. So what does that mean? That means as I talk to you and share with you these different podcasts and I give you affirmations to say, I'm relating to you being in traffic and turning and having to miss the green light and that you have to have things in a microwave way because you have other responsibilities and we can't always sit and dissect everything and we are trying the best that we can and we need quick tools. But one of these wonderful quick tools is that it, in applying what I just said to you, is when you self-correct, when you take a moment to acknowledge, when you don't judge yourself, but just observe an action and a reaction or a behavior or a program belief, and you change your mind or change the direction. You're not just doing it now in this 3D space. You're doing it on that barbecue skewer. You're doing it in that etheric body in all ways of time. So this is the groovy shit or the trippy stuff or the whoa, whoa, woo, woo, whatever. If that's where the karmic, you know, like karma, good and bad, when stuff comes up and happens to you in your life, it may be something that you have to assign and understand and attend to right here and now, because in order to move forward or to grow, it's meant to happen so that you can not just, quote, get over it or get through it and get a sticker and be a great, happy citizen, but that you can understand that your karmic pain, it may look like it's from something in this life. You don't judge it, but let it come through. And so when you have these kind of bubbling up emotions that come out of the blue that we can attach to certain experiences in this 3D, kind of remember that they're gifts because they are other things with other roots and other memories that you don't necessarily need to know about, but they're bubbling through. And in those moments, when you can transcend, when you can witness, when you can feel the feeling or cry or scream or be elated and you can't justify the reason why, just know it's happening for you. And these memories or these actions or these tender feelings that you're so used to being programmed to control, it's okay not to be in control and let them come through you, because they're being cleared on your behalf. So before I get into that and show you and tell you how to do those in detail, let's just look at everything again, that we are physical bodies. It's what we see. We are astral bodies. It's where our desires and our emotions live. We are mental bodies. We know how to drive and turn left and use which fork versus a spoon. And we have etheric bodies where all of our memories are stored, including all memories of all our lives, past, present, and future. So when we raise our vibration through positive thought, physical exercise, or meditation, then it's easier for us to see, feel, and tap into the invisible ethereal world. I mean, you don't have to see the radar coming off of the, you know, antenna, or, you know, we have cell phones and there's little crystals in it, and crystals are the component of holding dense information of the earth, of the universe. I mean, what's that one that Moldavite, and it's mined over in Switzerland or something? But boy, when you carry that in your pocket, you can really feel, you know, talk about ethereal beings. I don't know what word you're comfortable, alien or otherworldly or Pleiadian or Sirian, or very peaceful, but boy, it is not of this earth and it came from an asteroid. But boy, these rocks and gems and crystals, and therefore the crystals in our phone, they're conduits to amplify. It isn't the crystal that's bringing the information. The information's already there. The wavelengths are already there. The vibrations are already there. Everything's already there. And now we go, oh my God, we have so many. Yeah, we do. We have frequencies coming off of our clock and our phones and our TV and our, you know, internet and everything else. But there's also this beautiful core, innate, eternal frequency that is you, your eternal spirit, is attached and connected and fluidly moving through all of this. So let's go back to that. With the intention to raise our vibration through positive thought, physical exercise, or meditation, it's easier for us to see, feel, and tap into the invisible world, your true innate source. It's also easier then to change or transform our physical and, guess what, ethereal bodies, like I told you. When you change your mind, you do it in so many places now and in all ways of time. It's pretty powerful. So enjoy this recognition and this tool. You're a co-creator, you're a chip off the old block, whether you like it or not, but just understand that you are very, very powerful. So positive emotions like love, joy, happiness, and frivolity, farting, drinking beer, burping, all of that, laughing. This doesn't have to be poetic and mantras and just, you know, a soccer game, a football game, a Super Bowl, traveling, or simple petting the dog or a neighbor's dog. Anything that you do that is frivolous and light is so healthy for you, and especially because it raises your vibration and raises the frequency of that vibration. On the other hand, negative emotions like fear, worry, and anger, they lower our frequency and they make us feel stuck and heavy. And we all know what we're like around negative people. And negative energy is negative, you know, like disease, accidents, ingrained patterns, destructive habits, bullshit that you get from family, extended family, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, even your own children. And you think, what the fuck? Why isn't everybody? Why can't you just figure out how to take a breath and let this shit go so we can all see these beautiful colors that float around us, kind of kick back? And yeah, you can still say shit and fire and fuck and God damn it, or Hail Mary or Adonai or Dear God or Dear Jesus. Because it's not the words, it's the intention. But you can create a space to be open and to float and enjoy and be more spontaneous and in the moment. And negative energy, I mean, I'll get into it at another time, but negative, when I go, oh, ghosts and
demons, and that's negative, and ooh, it was really low or evil energy.
Yeah, so negative emotions like fear, worry, and anger lower our frequency, and they make us feel stuck or heavy. And negative energy can manifest as disease, accidents, ingrained patterns, or destructive habits. These can be recorded in your aura, and including learned patterns or vibrations from other people, meaning reactions from other people. But one thing I do want to make clear, a little sidebar, and I want to talk about at another podcast another time about negative energy, like ghosts and demons and all the things that are bad and low life. It's not something, these are people, and people have stories, and people have pain, and the anguish and the pain and the pain that someone endured and the reaction and their behavior and all the things that they've done because of the pain is their story. It isn't an innate, true, valuable, God-given creation. A higher power made us, and we can co-create. But if we do not elevate or self-correct or transcend or transmute our discretions, our Lord's Prayer, our forgive ourselves and elevate and raise our frequency, then we stick around in these dimensions with our pain and our anger. And yes, that is a very low vibration, but that's different from what I'm talking about today. Okay? So in reality, all of our energy is either slow or fast. It's similar to waving your hand in front of your face. When you speed it up, you can't see it, right? It's kind of like when we pass out of our body and we go into our heavenly altered state. Or I should say, when we are welcomed to go into our heavenly unconditional state. But if we don't want to go, guess what? You have free will, just like you do here. And if you don't want to go, you don't have to go. Because if you think from all your programmed, dense, lower vibrating, low frequency guilt and pattern beliefs that you've absorbed from family or society or religion that you don't deserve to go, guess what? You just created that. Even though you have a whole team of people who are patiently going, oh God, here we go again. Aunt Betty doesn't know she's welcome and that there is no judgment, and it's only you that judges yourself, and you don't really judge. You just kind of go back and do it over again, and you atone, and you see, oh my God, I could have had a V8. But again, that's another talk about what it's like after we leave our body, after we leave our assignment. But anyway, so when you speed up your hand, you can't see it, and when you slow it down, you can. So the universe, okay, the hand exists. But like I say, if you wave it really fast, you can't see it. So the way that your reality or your intention or what you're perceiving, the universe doesn't know the difference between your reality and what you envision or pretend to be real. It just reacts to your thoughts. So if you go, oh, I am safe, I am abundant, I am fit, I am toned, and I live in a beautiful home, and I have a boat, and I love my career, I have children, whatever it is that you say, and you affirm, and you claim, and you go, yeah, but in real life, I really don't have that. Well, you just said that. The universe, meaning the matrix, the ingredients of this place, doesn't know that. It goes, okay, it's the universe is one big etheric body. And it says, okay, if this is your reality, and you think, oh no, that's reality, but you can speed up your hand to where you don't see it, but it's still there, your hand, and you call that an intention or a manifestation or a request or a prayer or something that you're willing to desire to receive or to experience, that's as solid as a rock. So understand your thoughts are very powerful
and the universe reacts to your thoughts. So your thoughts can create frequency. Thinking positive and using positive affirmations along with uplifting emotions will always raise your frequency. Now, that's something to do like when you go take care of like personal hygiene. You're going to go floss your teeth and you brush your teeth, or ladies, you know, you wash your face, and sometimes you do a mask and then you put on makeup. Where there's other days you just get up and what the hell, I got to walk the dog and run around and do stuff, and you don't take care of all those things. Not every moment of every day can be spent on, okay, let's see how I want to talk to God and raise my vibration. But the day you want to do the mani-pedi or the hair or the mask or do the extra things that just get enough by to go to work or go to school or go do your errands, you can do certain things with practice that will automatically raise your vibration by using your time wisely with music, with crystals, with sounds, with nature, with water, with things that are already high vibrating. And just like the crystal that's in your cell phone that is a conduit of making this telephone call and getting the signal, that kind of intention and creating and making the time to say the affirmations and write them down, you are the conduit. You are making it happen. So thinking positive, using positive affirmations with uplifting emotions will always raise your frequency. Plus, sending forgiveness will automatically raise your frequency as well. Again, I'll go into detail with this. Additionally, know that you can attain higher frequencies that trigger your subconscious mind to open up to other coexisting realities with primordial chants. Okay, I'm not an expert on yoga, but it works. Or Kundalini. For me, I don't know all the words. I have to write them down. I have to do the chants. I have to put them down phonetically and spell them out like it's a five-year-old. But when I close my eyes and I attend a class, I see colors and geometric patterns and vortexes that move and smoky, milky lights and sacred geometry and soft colors. And sometimes I see little movies and see little past lives of myself or the people I love or the people I'm around, and not strangers. When I first started this, I remember going to one, it was a church, but my husband's Jewish and I'm kind of all religions and always had celebrate all holidays and recognize them, even ones we're not and haven't been raised with. But it was more like a spiritual center. And instead of like a cross or a Torah or anything, it was just beautiful flowers up front. And the people were ordained ministers. But instead of a choir, they would have a guest singer, and they would sing maybe a song from Les Mis or an Andre Bocelli. You know, like there's so much talent. There's so much talent in the world. And this was in like Laguna Beach, Southern California. And so when I would go, I would just watch people sing and I would watch their aura against the white wall and watch it glow and be this transcendent, pretty blue-green like tropical water and spiritual and high and light. And at the same time, I would smile, of course, and laugh or pray or, you know, close eye, or sometimes we would do affirmations while someone played an instrument or a piano or a guided meditation with a harp. And then afterwards I would feel like it's me, Aunt Betty, and I think I don't have an Aunt Betty. And then I would feel a pull and I thought, it's over near this person. And I would go like, do you have an Aunt Betty? And they turn around and go, yeah, I do. So I've kind of learned to cut that off. Like, I'm not here to service the world. So
I tell you this not to be afraid, but as you relax and practice with a meditative or an intention to open up to higher realms, one of the first little realms is other people, but nothing frightening, because you create the intention that you're not here to be frightened, nor do you care about anybody. You know, like I've done these ghost shows before and people, you know, I've watched them, they go in and they go, someone here, you know what? There's someone everywhere all the time in every room, because it's not, well, it is sometimes a place, but it's not so much the place as it is the dimension. Like I said, the skewer of the barbecue with the chicken and the bell pepper, everything's rotating, but the bell pepper can be in one dimension while the pineapple is in another. So again, I want to kind of not scare you into thinking as I elevate, what am I going to see? Oh my God. No, as you elevate, and what you're doing is, this is about you. You're raising your frequency for the highest good. And when you do things like chant or just listen to chakra clearing CDs, or the word om is really the word ah, and the sound of ah is like is amen. These are chants and these are frequencies. But we all go, no, we say amen. And just a little sidebar, you know, I've gone to different temples in Los Angeles, Yogananda, and the different gurus that he had. And there's sacred places where Gandhi's ashes are, called Lake Shrine and a few other. But Yogananda taught metaphysics and came here from India in the 20s and in the 30s. But I don't want to talk too long about it. I just want to talk about the place. So at Lake Shrine, you have this little church that he created, a little place to sit. And there's pictures of him and other gurus, and a picture of like Jesus, and then an ancient guru, Babaji, who he had. Anyway, I don't know all their names, I don't remember, but I used to go in there and I'd see colors as I'd close my eyes. But I'd look at one in particular and I'd always put my head down. Like, I can't even look at the picture, I have to put my head down. And I get sleepy and want to close my eyes. So I asked my yoga instructor friend, why is it that I, every time I look at this one person, this guru, I do that? And she says, because when you drop your head, you're opening up the mouth of God in the seventh cervical. It's that bump that's in your shoulders. And so in order to really hear, quote, God or higher or energy from above, meaning a higher frequency, a higher chakra, a higher energy level, you must lower your head and relax your neck, because all those little chakras or nerve endings that are called our spine are literally the highway to receiving information. And it dawned on me, that's why we bow our head and that's why we say amen, because we're chanting. These are pre-human sounds. Anyway, I digress. So anything that you are drawn to, be it music, be it yoga, or even a few positions, or just visualizations with music, these things through your breath or your body movements or crystals can help clear, so you can open up to a higher frequency. Now, here's a little shortcut. The violet fire. Violet, in the Bible, it says like the fire and purify fire and all this. In a nutshell, for me, this is how I've interpreted it, and a lot of people that I've talked to that don't necessarily meditate regularly, but the violet, even my daughter, when she was young, she goes, Mom, of course I see violet aura all over the road at night. Everybody does. I said, no, not everybody does. I do, and I did right after learning certain techniques of forgiveness and releasing and letting go. I see this beautiful electric violet
color that is blanketing the earth. And that violet is the crown chakra. And the violet is the divine violet fire. And that violet is transmutation, the color of everything, quote, everything that's wrong in the world, the injustice, the dichotomy, the yin and yang, the good and bad, the evil, the war and peace, the conflict, the competition. Everything has to come up in order to be transmuted. It's kind of like the spin cycle in a washer. Everything that's no longer, in order to get it really clean, we got to spin the hell out of it really fast so we can spin it out and purify it. And then when you're purified, when you walk through the violet fire, you ascend to the color that is all colors, which is the white light, which is the Christos, meaning pre-Christian religion, meaning Greek word Christos, the universal intelligence, the super high chakra. And also the violet light is the fastest, scientifically speaking, it's the fastest color on the, like, speed of light. Violet is the fastest. I'm trying to say it like scientific, okay? So you get all these analogies from mental to spiritual to biblical to ancient Vedic and yogi and everything else, or violet, just envisioning it if you don't have time to really sit and listen to clearing your chakras or music or meditation. If you do practice, your mind will relax and you'll hear the music and you'll start to see a color and a glow, and it will be violet because you are ascended. You are in your body. You are resting. You are closing your eyes. I can see violet when I close my eyes and go to the dentist, but I see it with my eyes open when I drive at night because the aura is easier to see between the headlights and it blankets the earth. Now, if I'm really stressed, I don't see it. Or if there's too much light, I don't see it. But I don't have to feel elevated. I can just see it. But I'd rather feel elevated, and then I automatically see it. I see it when I talk to people. I see it when I tune in to them or their angels or their higher self. So anyway, even if you don't yet, let me say yet, if you pretend, again, the universe doesn't know if you're pretending or it's real to you, but if you intend and you see and purify a situation, be it something you want or something that was painful, but you purify it with this violet fire, this violet flame, that will raise your frequency so quickly. So maybe just get a little picture of the violet fire. You can go on a Google and you see it and you can read about it and you can get real esoteric about it, or you can just get a picture of it and then you go, okay, the thing that I saw that was like a little picture of a real fire, but it's made out of violet and kind of lavender in the middle, I see that over the situation or over me or over my pancreas or over my digestion, or over my pimple on my chin, or my broken heart, or my bank account, or the love that I am expecting to receive in the person that I'm hoping to meet. So again, I could go on for hours about the violet light, but that speed of color and seeing this color is evidence, feedback. It's biofeedback for you to know that you are raising your frequency. So you can always invoke the violet light by just saying, I am. How about that? Those words, I am, the I am automatically is the violet light. It's the highest source of everything I just told you. It connects with our God self, higher self, Christ consciousness self, etc. And it allows spiritual energy to automatically flow, even if you're in a hurry, even if you're in carpool, even if you're blah, 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 blah. You can say, I am.
I am is really meaning God is in me. And when we follow the words with I am, with positive statements, then we are he, she, doing he, she's will and our will and our higher power will all at the same time. I am rich. I am happy. I am earning a abundant amount of money of XYZ, fill in the blanks. I am living the life of my dreams. I am, I am, I am. I am fit. I am trim. Put a weight out. I am receiving a great job promotion. I am married. I am not getting engaged. I'm engaged. Boy, knock yourself out. Take time off on a weekend, clean up the house, put some candles on, get a little chakra music, get some music with some water, and get a little violet candle or, you know, lavender. Why do you think lavender and aromatherapy and everything, lavender is violet. It relaxes, it elevates. But you can tune into this higher chakra vibration by just saying the words, I am. So saying it and enjoying it, that's what you do when you have time. But if you don't have time, you can walk down the grocery aisle and look like you're talking to yourself, or you can mentally say it to yourself, I am this and that. I remember when I would go help out, you know, the teacher, when my daughter was in kindergarten. And there was one little, and, you know, later she had a better teacher. And even though, you know, Laguna Beach is known for the arts and everything, I just hated going in and doing a craft. Like, here's a spider, you know, it's Halloween and everybody has the same circle. And here's these little stick things out of construction paper. And she goes, well, just go cut those up. And I thought, this is just cutting and pasting and doing stupid shit. This isn't letting a kid create. You know, I'm artistic and, oh, don't get me started. So second and third grade was much better. But anyway, this is what the kindergarten lady liked. And I think, whatever, whatever. But I was in there and I remember giving everyone their crafts and their paste and their glue and everything. And they worked in little groups of five or something. And there was this one little blonde kid. And he'd go, I am almost done. I am almost done. I am almost done. And he keeps saying that, like, who cares? There's no, but in his mind, he needed to compete. And I thought, I bet he's a CEO or a very messed up borderline needing attention. I don't know. Poor kid. I don't know. But it was just so evident to me, like, I wanted to relax, say, chill, you know, have a little martini this morning. You don't have to keep telling us you're almost done. And then when he's done, he goes, I am done. I am done now. And I said, okay. But I remember that. But anyway, he had the I am down pat. Anybody can do this. So know that when you raise your vibration, you may start to see the color and feel energy. You'll feel energy like sound waves. This expansion of consciousness raises the vibratory rate of your optic nerve. And in other words, when you start saying these things, even if you're saying it and just farting around in the broccoli aisle, you may start to feel energy. And how will you feel it? It'll probably be like a warmth or a feeling, but you're not really hot. But then you may feel like not frightened, but maybe as if you're being hugged. Like there's someone around you that loves you. Or you're probably an empath anyway, and a sensitive person, especially if you're listening to this. Because we do have all those emotions, remember, stored in our bodies, in our astral bodies, and in our gut. That if you stand next to someone and you're feeling kind of like, not you're sick, but like you're borrowing a memory, but it's a physiological one. And you say, were you sick recently? Or they may be talking about someone And you'll say, is that person you're talking about sick? As a matter of fact, that is. That's my aunt. She's been going through chemotherapy, and she's sick, and she vomits. So sometimes I'm just saying, when you start, it's not frightening, but things that are a little bit elevated from our normal day-to-day are premonitions or feelings, or I used to just kind of close my eyes or feel an urgency or see a fire truck and then get up and watch the news in the morning and see that there was a fire. So in the beginning, you'll start to feel things or feel emotions. And then when you least expect it and you're rinsing the dishes and you're putting them into the dishwasher, we have more rods and cones on the sides of our eyes. You'll notice these sparkles and twinges of light and purple and blue and glitter. And I can remember one time during the holidays, I'd set out all these decorations. You know, the kids were small and I had angels and all and glitter and whatever, everything. And pulling out these ornaments. And I had this one on the front door. And I thought, golly, this stuff is just, it must be sticky. It's like raining this little glitter. And I was like slow motion taking my fingers like a spider web, like trying to flick it. And I remember my son walking by and kind of going, what are you doing? And I go, I'm trying to get these little glitter strings off. And he goes, Mom, there's nothing there. And then I looked and I thought, there's nothing there. But because I was symbolically thinking angels, because I was setting them out and I was putting them on the wreath and I was doing all this stuff, that's little lights, you see. So you may start to see that. But again, and this is another time, as we raise our frequency, you can direct that intention of what you want to feel. And you do that by saying, I'm of the highest good, and I only am guided and surrounded by the highest good, which is God and angels and those who love me and guide me. Okay? But anyway, back to this relaxed thought with surrender and love and tranquility. You can start to feel this magnetic pull. So when you take time to be conscious or just aware that you are more than a physical body, you are this intricate, infinite, powerful spiritual being in this beautiful, infinite networking physical body that started with a spark from who knows where, from heaven, from a thought. Yes, from a male and a female and a sperm and an ovum. And that's pretty amazing when you think of that and the DNA and the intelligence to make a human body, to make a baby. But who you are and who you will always be may not have always been human, but it is eternal love, eternal intelligence, eternal knowing, sophistication, compassion, understanding, all the rich emotions that you can think. And from where we all come from, it's obvious. We already know everything. But then we explore and we express 99% of all of our whatever we are. Our matrix goes into amnesia. And even though we go in, you know, and we use the brain, or you hear people, you know, talk on TV shows that they hit their head and then they see things, or they figured out Einstein's equations, or they say see sacred geometry, or they are very clairvoyant. You don't have to hit your head for all that to happen. It already exists. They're just tuning into it. But this physical body, astral body, mental body, etheric body, just take a note of it. Like having a dime and a quarter and a nickel and a penny. Just put it in your pocket and know they're all different.
but they're all part of the money. And then just know that you have the wherewithal by just noticing that you can raise, purposely, consciously raise your frequency, raise your energy to feel and experience your divine worth, your abundance, your relationships. So know that you are hardwired and fully capable of raising your frequency and raising your energy to divine, inherent, abundant levels that were made for you and because of you. And knowing this can make everything fall into perspective a little bit easier and make your day a little bit better. And in saying that, just go listen to music, snap your fingers, burp after you have a beer, and really be in a conscious mode when you are in good vibrations.
You have been listening to the Confessions of a Clairvoyant Housewife podcast with intuitive expert Cindy Goldenberg. To learn more or stay connected, be sure to visit www.cindygoldenberg.com.